The Health Fix Podcast teaches you how to take charge of your health naturally by giving you the information you need to elevate your health.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Today's episode, I have Hannah Powley on. She's a fitness, nutrition, mindset, and empowerment coach who is transforming lives left and right in Calgary and online with her one-on-one and transformation challenges. She has a bachelor's in kinesiology and a certificate in fascial stretch therapy, which I need to try sometime. Plus, she has a podcast, Thoughts of the Day with Hannah and Jay. Today, we're going to be getting real on how getting over your own BS and being disciplined with your health and fitness can transform your life, help you make friends, because that's where I met Hannah, and more. Hannah, welcome to the podcast. Just kidding, because I didn't hit record at the right time. So you're going to jump into the podcast right where Hannah was saying that she wanted me to do an intro for her every morning. And I was joking about how maybe I could find myself a gig on Alexa with Amazon. Hello, Amazon. I can be your wake up gal. Yeah, I will every morning. I will just pop up and be like, Hannah, you are amazing. You do amazing things. Wouldn't that be great? Like, I want to actually be that person where I'm like in their Alexa and they're like, Alexa, wake me up. And I'm like, hey, so-and-so, you're amazing.
You could totally do that. You really could.
Like,
I think mine would be more like, I would be more of a hard ass. You would be more of like an energizer bunny, I think is how I see it.
You would be that, and I'd be like bouncing around like, hey, everyone.
They can have my voice when they're like having a really hard day and just laying on the couch. That's when my voice comes in.
I love it. Yeah, no, we could probably do like the soundtrack to your life by Hannah and Janine, getting you motivated for everything that happens and you needs to happen in your life. And I know motivated isn't the greatest word. And that's probably the great, great segue into talking about discipline with health and fitness, because of course, it seems that once you get into wanting to be healthy and wanting to be fit, you kind of like seek out folks that are like you, almost like a heat seeking missile kind of thing going on. And you and I are both part of a mastermind group that is all about fitness and all about creating a healthy space for folks. And pretty much I'd say kind of saving lives. And with discipline, let's chat for a minute, like, 'cause I think people hear discipline and they like all of a sudden start to like shrink down and be like, why? I don't know if I want to hear about discipline, but let's talk about the benefits of discipline for a second. What would you say is like the number one thing when you're working with clients on discipline? Where do you start? Where do you get folks that foundation going?
I think first it's like having people understand that discipline is not a negative like punishment type of thing. I think when we hear discipline, we think like, well, I think of military because I'm a military kid. They're like, stand up straight, get your shoulders back, don't be late, like all of those things, right? But discipline is so much more than that. Discipline is like you are showing yourself that you're worthy of taking care of your body, taking care of your mind, not taking bullshit from other people, eating good food, blessing your body with nutrients, like that's discipline, like the ability to show up every day for yourself because you know how it's going to benefit you. So I think step one is like helping clients kind of reframe that in their mind. Instead of thinking discipline as like this thing that only manly men do, like women can have discipline too. And it's all in like the action that you take every day.
I think it's a good point that you're mentioning. One, of course, we want to get rid of that negative connotation, but that action that you take every day. Because I find too many ladies in my practice are like, okay, I have to do all these things to get healthy. And then they're like spiraling down. Do you find that too?
Oh, with women so much. Like I'm going to say women a lot because I coach women. I'm not saying that men don't also have these issues, but women especially, like we are so attached to being perfect all the time that we focus too much on these little details and not the big picture. So like, I would say with discipline and like the way that I coach, it's like, let me help you see the big picture, because you're focused way too much on these tiny little details that aren't. It's kind of like that rock analogy, right? Like where you have the glass jar, you put the big rocks in first, and then you put the pebbles, and then you put the sand, and then you put the water so you can fill the jar like to its max capacity. Too many people try to put the sand in first without putting the big rocks in. And like the big rocks are the things like your mindset, your family, your health, like those types of things, over things like quick fixes and Instagram workouts and that kind of thing. So I think as women, like we really look at things like the sand first, like the little tiny details trying to be perfect, when really, if we just focus on the big rocks, we can see a ton of benefits, and then all of those things will fall into place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. The big things are what we overlook so much in the fitness industry, and even in the health industry, my industry. I honestly have really only started talking about mindset within like the last year, because I was kind of afraid of it in a way. I don't know. Maybe I had to get my mind right too. I don't know if you've felt like that over time, but yeah, mindset coaching and mindset talk is like almost absent in most fitness programs. Cause they'll be like, hey, you're going to do this workout with Hannah and we're going to do this Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then we're going to like break down your food to like ridiculous details. Not saying you do that, but giving an example. And then it's like, okay. And then you have to figure it out. Well, wouldn't you agree that most of the time we fail with fitness and nutrition because we don't have our mind right?
Totally. And that's what I say when I first take a client on, like, listen, this is how I coach. Like, if this is not what you're looking for, that's fine. But like, I can give you the best, coolest, newest program that I spend hours making, and I can make you a really great program. But if your mind is a mess, you're not going to follow the program. And if your stress is really high, you're at risk of getting injured and you're not going to lose weight. Like all of these things start with the mind and our body being in like homeostasis, which I think also very much involves the mind. And I'm sure you do too. So if you don't have those things, like you can have the best program in the world, but it's not going to do much for you if you don't get those things right first.
Oh, it's so, so true. So with mindset, let's dive into ourselves for a minute here. What have you done in terms of, or what books have you found really, really amazing for you to kind of help with your mindset? Because I think a lot of folks who are listening to this podcast might be like, all right, mindset sounds great, but how do I really look at it? And in a no BS way, because I think a lot of people are like, I don't want to go through the flowery side of mindset.
Yeah, I like the no BS way. It's how I tried to live my life, sure. But I would say like the book that changed my life when I was in a very hard time was You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. I send that book to every new client that I get because I would say it's like men can definitely read this book. You'll get a ton out of it. It is geared more towards women. This book is fantastic. It essentially shows you like you are in total control of your life. And I feel like that's where it starts, right? Like we all get in and we've all been in this situation where we're kind of like on autopilot and we wake up and we feel like shit. And then we're like, oh, maybe I should do something about it. And then the next day we do it again. And then we do it again. And we're just stuck in this like autopilot kind of life. And I feel like step one is figuring out like, oh, I actually am in control of my life. And that book really helped me realize that. And also realize that it's okay for me to like have boundaries and I don't have to feel bad about it. So like just total ownership of myself and like what I want and not feeling bad about it. I think as women, we feel bad way too much.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know what like microchip or whatever in terms of genetics was implanted in us. There is something that we are like, we have to like take care of everybody. We have to do everything. And it's almost like we're in a competition with other chicks to like do it more, to, like be more of a badass than the other chick. It's yeah, I have to do it better than her. Like she's doing that. You're looking at Instagram, you're looking at, you know, Facebook and you're like, she did essential oil rollers and she baked cookies and she made dinner and she worked out. Why? And then you do this comparison thing and you're like, why am I not that cool? Why can't I do that? But it all really comes back to something that you said. You are in control of your own life. And you know what?
Comparison is the worst, man.
Let's talk about that. And then we're going to circle back to my other thought. Because you posted, and we had talked about this before, but you posted on Instagram this app that allows ladies to squeeze their abdomens down and pooch out their booties. And I, of course, being old, was like, what kind of Spanx are they putting on? Are they taking duct tape and wrapping it around? Like, how does that work? Oh, no. You were like, there's an app for that. Tell us about this app. What the heck is it named? And how can we like sleuth out if people are using that app? Is there a way?
It's tough because these apps are so clever now. And like technology is so great just from your iPhone. Well, I'm not going to say great, but technology is very advanced, like right from your iPhone. And I, something that I really, really have to manage my mindset with on a daily basis as being someone in this industry who is like trying to be real and no bullshit and not give people quick fixes and like give them the real stuff. Right. Sometimes you get so frustrated because you see this stuff all day long. Like this is the stuff that gets the likes and the follows and the clients and like it's so frustrating. And there was my friend Pat, who you know, sent me one of these things and I was like, that's it, I've had enough, this is ridiculous. This girl was like probably 18 and just completely had blown out her butt and thinned her abdomen, whatever she did, and it was so obvious to me. But to other people it's not obvious because other people aren't in my position, right? And they don't have my perspective. So like a young 16-year-old girl might look at that and then start getting butt injections because she feels like that's how she has to look to have attention or be liked. Like, so I don't know, something happened that day and I'd had enough of it. So I thought, I'm going to check out like where these apps are. So I looked up booty app or something and I found this one. It's called Curvify. Hopefully they don't sue me. It's called Curvify. And I was like, I'm going to try this. So after my gym session, I took a pic and I started playing around with this app and I could make my boobs bigger, make my bum bigger, make my like shoulders smaller, my waist smaller, like all of these things. Even if I wanted to, I could have like pulled my nose in. Like it was insane.
Wow.
And I said on the post, like, the only reason I didn't make my butt bigger is because there was a tiled floor. So, like, you would have been able to see that the line had moved, right? And I wanted to show, like, how it looks like a normal picture, but it's been modified. And I've noticed, too, that lots of these girls will, like, have a white background.
Mm-hmm.
So then they obviously have this white background so they can just blow everything up, like, freely and do what they want. So I was just like, I've had enough, man. People come to me for the real stuff. I'm going to give them the real stuff. I'm going to call out these people. And it's not from a place of anger. Like I don't have anger towards these individuals. I feel sad for them that they feel they have to do that. Like this is the society that we're in right now.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
No, it makes me sad. And I definitely commented and shared the daylights out of that post because it's what I see on my end as a doctor is the eating disorders that come because of this. Yeah. And because we don't have our minds right. If we had like classes starting in grade school, even starting probably in preschool about how, you know, self-love and stress management and, you know, really like genuine getting in connection with yourself, I think we wouldn't have these issues to the extent that we do today. But I commend you for doing that, you know, and doing the investigation on it and really putting it out there because I don't wear much makeup. There's no filters. In fact, I didn't even know how to do a filter till you did the post to show us how to do filters. So I was like, see, Hannah just taught me something, you know, now I can make things look kind of cooler, but I would only for me, I'm not even looking at myself to make it. I'm looking at like what makes like brings the background and my images up better now in filters. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I think like if you like, I want my content to look somewhat professional, right? So like I'll edit the light to make it look a bit clearer and like happier because I want this like happy vibe. And sometimes those filters do make my skin look a little bit better. And you know what? I'll take it. But I will be the first one to say, hey, there's a filter on this photo. Don't be fooled. Yeah. Right. And not enough women say that or people say that.
I think that's important to be real. But I think it's also important because when people look at folks who are in the fitness industry or health industry, they think we have it all together. And I'm like, girl, I'm the first to tell my patients, I don't have my shit together. Like sometimes I will have to take deep breaths and lay down in my office in between patients because I've just worked myself up. I mean, that's a real deal thing. But part of this is working on discipline because we find that once we start being healthy and getting healthy and doing, you know, getting the mind right, we go, wait a minute, I don't like how it feels when I am anxious, when I'm stressed, when I have that urge to stress eat or binge eat, that doesn't feel too good. And also it kind of goes down the line of not wanting to really compromise all the progress that you've made. The word empowerment is something that's thrown around a lot these days. And it really is what you do. And it's what you get, you know, folks will say motivation, but really it's more empowerment. You're giving people the tools to get them to the next level. Where do you find that most folks lack in empowerment? Where's that missing link?
I think, like, I like to compare motivation and empowerment because motivation, like, really is a bunch of bullshit, in my opinion. Like, you're not going to wake up every day and you're going to have this sunshine and rainbows motivation. And I think that's what people have a misunderstanding of, is, like, they think that they're just going to wake up and it's just going to happen. So I think empowerment, like we can take it back to discipline. Empowerment is like, I understand that the power is within me. Like the power is in within myself and it's not within external factors. Like I think lots of people just rely on external things to get motivation and confidence from, and it doesn't come from someone telling you to do it, and it doesn't come from that like video that you watched, and it doesn't just magically happen when you wake up one day. It's about understanding like the power is within yourself, and that's why I really like giving my clients that book, because I think that book has a lot of like similarities to what I'm saying, and also like the reason that I really like doing the online coaching and the mindset stuff is because I watch women figure out like just that. Oh my gosh, I actually have full control of myself. And I actually don't need a trainer to be standing next to me 24/7. And that's kind of why I got away from one-on-one. Like I found people that do one-on-one really want to rely on you forever. And I felt like I wasn't living my purpose by doing that. Like, I feel like what you said, like empowering people to understand I can do this by myself. I don't need someone yelling at me. I don't need someone else telling me to do it. I don't need to do it for my boyfriend. I don't need to do it for my dad. I do it for me and I show up every day for me. And I think that's like what I would describe as the empowerment is understanding like the power is within me.
It is so incredible when you realize that you have the power to take control of yourself. I don't think I really figured out that I was in control of my whole life until the last 2 years. It's kind of mind blowing. And I'm 42. So at 40 years old, four decades of life. And I was like, oh, huh. I can make the change to change my life. Huh, I don't have to be stuck in this particular situation that's like bogging me down. Oh my God, I have a choice. Because I literally, like, my whole world felt like someone else had dictated it for me. And I was like more or less this pawn in it and just like robot. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do that. And then you look at it and you're like, holy crap, Like, that's where you get the change. So I ask you, in terms of working with ladies, how long do you think it takes when you're working with someone one-on-one and they haven't really got the concept that they are in control of their life? How long do you think it takes for folks to really start to realize that?
It really depends on the individual. That's my answer for everything nowadays. It depends, but...
Which is what I want to hear.
Yeah, it depends. But I would say average, like, it takes my ladies a solid 3 or 4 months to, like, get in the groove of understanding, like, I can be consistent. I can do this. I can do this. And stop stopping. Mm-hmm. Right? Like we start, we stop. And it's understanding, like, oh, I actually can start and not stop. And it takes a while, because it takes a while, lots of communication of, like, helping them understand, like, okay, so maybe next time this happens, like, next time this person frustrates you and you let it snowball into all of these negative habits, maybe next time, instead of you letting that take over 5 days of your life, you tell me on day one, we work through it together, and then you get back up the next day or that day, and you don't let it become 5 days or a week or multiple weeks, and then I don't hear from you because you're like, oh shit, Hannah's on my ass, like. It's about, like, catching those things, and that takes a while to kind of reprogram things, because we're used to giving up on ourselves and just letting ourselves go down this path. Like what you just said about how you felt like a pawn in someone, like someone else was dictating your life. That is actually most individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always do this and I throw out random percentages, but let's say like 90% of people, because it really is. Like, most people, and I was there too. I was there before I started my business. Like, I was working for a company that made me so burnt out. I didn't eat. I lost a bunch of weight. Like, it was terrible. I was living life for a company and not for myself and for everybody else. And that's so many of us. So it's pretty cool when you start to see people, like, start to realize, like, after a couple months of coaching, you're like, oh, she's getting it. And then they start being like, Hannah, I'm a badass bitch. Hannah, I did this. And I'm like, yeah, you did. Because you can. You could all along. And it's so cool to see.
I love that. I love that. And I love that you were saying it's individual, because I think there's a concept out there. If you do this, you know, 90, not even 90, like, 30-day challenge, the whole 30 and the 30 this and 30 that. So many people are thinking, like, in 30 days, I am going to, you know, be a badass. No. You didn't get to the point that you're at in 30 days. You're not going to undo it. And so this takes time, because you're reprogramming, really, your subconscious mind, more or less, in this case.
Yeah. And for some people, it's 4 decades of programming. For some people, it's 2 decades. Like, it's a lot to, it's like, I always tell people with the mindset stuff, like, think about if you have a really bad squat, like, you just have the worst squat, but you've been doing that squat that way for 20 years and you've done it every day for 20 years, like 50 reps. Imagine how many reps, like, if somebody has never done a squat before and I teach them a squat, they're pretty much going to get it like that and it's going to stick, right? Because it's the first time that they're learning it.
Right.
If they've done a squat a certain way for 20 years and it's developed all these compensation patterns and whatever, it's going to take that much more repetitions to correct those things, because you're having to break down all of these habits that you've developed and behaviors that you've developed and relied on. And it's the same thing with your mind. Like, if you tell yourself every time you look at food that foods are good and bad and they have morality attached to them, it's going to take you a long friggin' time and a lot of communication and reflection for you to break that down and rewire your brain. So just like you learned how to brush your teeth every day somehow because someone told you to. You can do the same thing with moving your body every day or not picking yourself apart in the mirror. You can do those things, but you have to break the pattern. It's all kind of relative, especially with mindset.
And breaking the pattern is kind of one of the things that I find a lot of folks, you know, they have some really deep, like, seated stuff tied to some of these patterns. And so when we say break patterns, we have to investigate these patterns a little bit more, because I find most people, and myself included, pushback will come when you're trying to break certain patterns. And what I find about health and fitness is the beauty of it is that there's a rhythm to it. You know, we work out on a daily basis and in different patterns. And I'm not talking about HIIT workouts every day, ladies. I'm not saying that. And then when I talk about fitness, you know, or not fitness, nutrition, you know, there's rhythms. You should be eating at certain times. You should have, you know, a certain balance to your meals. Now, I'm not talking about carb counting or portion counting, but I'm talking there's a rhythm. And within that rhythm, I use the fitness and the foods as a way for folks to balance their cortisol. So to balance stress and things of that nature. And you're doing the same thing. And when we run up against little areas within the day where we get that like pushback, what do you do with folks to try to unravel some of that pushback? How do you guys explore deeper when we're like, okay, I can eat three meals a day. Okay, I can go walk each day, but I am struggling with my evening cravings, for example. Like, I want to tear the kitchen apart in the evening, and say someone's pushing back a little bit on that and having trouble to work on that. What do you say? How do you get through those little hiccups?
That's a really great question. I think the thing I realized that started to make me a really good coach and step into that was that I have the most power in asking questions, right? So like, if you are my client and you say, Hannah, every night, I actually have a client. I just talked about this with her the other day. Hannah, every night when I'm tired, and people have drained me, I go and eat like three big chocolate bars out of emotion. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well, like, what's the emotion behind that? Like, what emotions are you feeling? Like, take me through the half an hour or the hour leading up to when you made the decision to eat those three chocolate bars. Like, let's explore that and like what was going through your mind. And how would you feel if you didn't do that? Right? Like, how would you feel if perhaps you meditated in the morning and you got your movement in and you took care of yourself first so that you didn't let all of these people drain you, and then you didn't make the decision because you didn't let these people drain you, right? Like, I find lots of decisions are made out of emotion. So like asking those questions and figuring out why, like we came to the conclusion that people were just draining her too much. She's in the service industry. She was letting people totally drain her and not doing any self-care in the morning to get her mind right. So when she came home at night, she was so emotionally fatigued that she just made the quick decision to go and eat the chocolate bars, right? Or it might be perhaps that you don't eat enough in the day, and because you're so ravenously hungry, you reach for the chocolate bars. So step one is like understand why it's happening by asking questions. And then step two is like, okay, let's come up with a habit to counteract that habit, right? So like, instead of picking up the chocolate bar, first of all, I want you to drink a full glass of water and then wait 15 minutes. Once you've waited that 15 minutes, if you feel like it's just really good for your soul to have a chocolate bar, you have that chocolate bar. If it's going to make you happy, have it. Don't have five, but have it, right? If it's going to make you happy. But 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to drink the glass of water and think and be like, oh, I don't need that. Right? And it's just like figuring out why this is happening and why we act that way, and then figuring out a habit to counteract what I would call like the negative or the inner critic habit, where it's like, this is the easy route. This gives me quick satisfaction, so I'm going to do it.
I love that. I love that. And it goes well with what you have in terms of your statement on the back behind you, the sort yourself out by asking yourself questions. I think a lot of us, if we would have known that we could like really sort ourselves out by asking questions versus talk therapy or things of that nature, I think a lot of us would have got a lot further in life. And just having that someone there to kind of provoke those questions to you. Cause I feel like sometimes in our own minds, it's hard to ask ourselves the questions, or maybe it's a little painful to ask ourselves those questions.
Yeah. We want to avoid pain. Right. And when we ask ourselves these like reflective questions, sometimes it brings up a little bit of pain. So we'll avoid it at all costs. And it's good to have that, like someone outside of your brain to check you. I mean, that's why we both have a business coach. Like, man, when my mind is like totally out of control, I message Steve and he checks me. And that's what I need. And it's the same thing with your health and fitness. Like you need, if your coach is not checking you, in the times that you really need it, you're going to fail.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's like, you got to have that balance of like, I'm here for you and I support you. And let's work through this together, but also like, I'm going to check your ass.
Yep. And I think that's a missing link that, you know, a lot of folks will have coaches where they just go in, they get the workouts, they do the workouts, they're done. And then they're like, why am I not seeing any body composition change? You know, I think this is a really big point that you have right there, checking someone that can check you and put you into the right mindset to get, you know, flip that switch for you. And that's what is lacking in so many programs out there, even a lot of one-on-ones. I've seen a lot of one-on-one fitness where it's just, you just get the workout program, you do the workout program, and you check the box.
Yeah. And like, if you're a client and you're listening, ask yourself, like, if you do one-on-one, when you come into the session, does your coach ask you, what did you do yesterday? What did you eat this morning for breakfast? How was your sleep? How do you feel? Like, you should be asked all of those questions on a daily basis. It shouldn't be this, like, I feel like fitness has become, and it's getting better. Like, I do feel hopeful for the future, but I feel like it became this thing. And I was even guilty of this, like, early in my training days. Like, oh, I just have to absolutely kill this person for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And then there's no, it's like, get them to burn the most calories and do the most reps possible. But there's no questioning about the rest of, you only see them 2 or 3 hours a week. Like there's a lot of hours where they can really sabotage themselves.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, this became really apparent with me, and no disrespect to CrossFit, but I think there is a concept in CrossFit where, you know, you push hard, you get the reps, and nobody's asking you when you walk in that morning to your class, you know, hey, what'd you do last night, you know, or whatnot. Someone might say, yeah, I drank a bunch last night. And then I'm like, oh God, don't push this workout person, you know, or things like that. But I'd also see ladies crying in the middle of the workouts. I was just like, what are we doing to people? And I think now that we've had a little bit of a pause with COVID and some gyms shutting down and things kind of, you know, going a little bit more to online, I'm like loving seeing folks like you who are really taking it to a more, you know, holistic type of approach in terms of looking at your clients.
Yeah, I think that is so needed right now. And I think there are a lot of people heading in that direction. I also probably think that because I surround myself with like-minded people, which is probably why I think that. But I think we're really in like, we're only the 10% of the fitness industry that is doing that. And I think if we can get more people on board with it and be loud about it, like we can really, really make positive change. And I also think like with what's going on right now, your fitness and health is a key to being harder to kill and live a long life. Like it's our responsibility as leaders to be pushing these things and educating on all of these things, not just showing up and killing yourself for an hour. Like it's so much more than that.
Oh, absolutely. And showing up and killing yourself for an hour destroys your immune system, folks. Just so you know, yep.
Absolutely. Like,
literally, in the time that I pushed myself the hardest fitness-wise, I was the sickest. And this is what I will tend to see. A lot of folks look extremely fit on the outside, but their immune systems are freaking trashed because day in, day out, they're hammering themselves. Whereas having... Yeah.
When I was in my early 20s, I had a really shitty diet. Like, I did a post about this the other day. Like, I definitely had some eating disorder tendencies. I came out of being a college athlete and went into just like binge drinking like crazy, gained a bunch of weight, got really mad about it, and then did the whole 30 for like 6 months, which you're not supposed to do. And just totally restricted myself and developed this unhealthy relationship with food and was just completely smashing myself in the gym. And I felt like crap. Like, I had a six pack and that was the only benefit. Like, I had a six pack and my muscles looked great in a tank top, but my menstrual cycle was absolutely out of control. My stress was really high, like all of those things. And it's just not worth it, man.
Oh, thanks for sharing that. I think a lot of people, you know, look at folks who are super fit. I've tried my whole life to get a six pack. It doesn't work for me. And notice I'm saying this, and I'm saying this for a reason. It doesn't work for me. Mindset.
Yeah.
But that's where I was at, right? So yeah. I would do kind of similar stuff where I would try to get to myself to get a six pack. But I kept telling myself the whole time, I can't do it. I can't do it. So now we've got that on top of it, which is why it's so important to have that mindset behind everything. Because yeah, that's where I see people when things have gone wrong from certain fitness programs that weren't supporting the mind and where things are at. But man, so many of us are in this industry for the BS that we've went through and put ourselves through. And legitimately, like what happened to you, you know, this is where we get stuck in that mindset of like, it's all about the outside appearance. And like, I'll tell you folks, like I said before, some of the sickest people I know are the ones who look absolutely fit on the outside. I go take a run on their labs. I look at their hormones and it's awful. It is not pretty. So having the full package and working with the discipline to get the foundation for nutrition and fitness is key. And you got to start at the mindset, like Hannah was saying, putting those rocks in before you start pouring in the sand. So you have an ebook, Eating with Hannah, and yeah. I checked it out because, of course, I am always looking for new recipes. And I noticed that your blog also has like a ton of recipes on it as well. And food is much more than just food. And I think in the fitness concept realm, we always think about, oh, she's going to put me on a diet. Oh, she's going to put me in this caloric restrictive department. Your recipes are amazing and delicious. So
thank you.
Tell us a little bit about where your inspiration for all your recipes are. These things that you were making day in, day out, just like your regular, like Hannah's, like you said, Eating with Hannah.
Yeah. So back in January, I had like the worst hormonal acne of my life. I struggled with hormonal acne from 15 until honestly, like a few months ago. Which was really hard and had a big effect on me and the way that I saw myself. I actually have a big long YouTube video on this. If anyone wants to check it out, I'll send you the link, Janine, so you can put it in the notes. But, I had this struggle for like most of my life. Even at my parents' house, if I was staying at my parents' house, I would put cover up on before I went downstairs. Like, I was just so, so insecure about my skin. It was insane. Sometimes I would film a video and then I would delete the video as good as it was because you could see my pimples and I was just so upset. So I was like, my body is telling me something. I was told so many times to go on Accutane and go back on birth control. Of course, like, drugs shoved in my face. And I did Accutane when I was young, and it didn't work for me, and it just gave me bad symptoms. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do myself a solid, and I'm going to get really serious about this. Like, something obviously internally is not happy. Like, my body is screaming at me, and it's coming out in my skin. Like, my body is telling me something. So I decided to do a bunch of research. And I also found out that I had psoriasis as I was doing this research. And my flare-ups were getting really bad. So I researched an anti-inflammatory diet. And I hate the word diet, but that's what it's called.
Yep.
I was looking at all of these things that I could avoid and have like in abundance, which really was just more whole foods. That's really what it was. Yep. I was like, okay, I'm going to go all in on this. No dairy, no refined sugar. Stayed away from gluten, stayed away from red meat, like all of these things. And I decided to go hard with it for 3 months. And during this time, I like really fell in love with cooking, and I fell in love with creating these recipes because I was forced to do it. Mm-hmm. For example, like one of my recipes in my book is a dairy-free Alfredo sauce that I made with cashews. What the hell? I never would have done that before. So that's how I developed the recipes. I was kind of forced to like cook this way. And then I just fell in love with it. And then I've kept doing recipes ever since. Cause I just love being in the kitchen. And I love when I cook for someone and they eat it and they're like, this is delicious. And then after I tell them, hey, did you know that was made with cashews?
What?
Yeah. That's kind of how I fell in love with like the way that I cook. And I have ever since. Like, if I want to have pizza here and there, I'll do it. I'll probably get a rash, but it is what it is. But it's worth it for me to have good skin and feel internally healthy. Like, the biggest thing is like my energy totally changed. My sleep got better. My stress levels went down. I found that like my eyes looked brighter and like my teeth looked whiter and my hair got stronger. My nails got stronger, like all of these benefits. And I was like, man, this is so worth the effort that I have to put into like cooking this way. So yeah, that's kind of what started it. And then I thought I might as well just give these recipes to the people that follow me because they're delicious.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think it's, you brought up some really great points there, that one, like you got into cooking, because I think a lot of people will look at health and fitness folks and be like, oh, they already got like their meal prep dialed in. They like got it all down. Like they know exactly.
Yeah.
Most, you're an exception. Most fitness folks that I meet are living off of protein powders and a lot of protein bars. And
that was me.
Yep. I can tell you exactly how it works out. I've done it. Like, so full self-disclosure, I have an allergy now to whey, all dairy, pea, rice, soy, and beef. So I literally, those are all the sources of your main protein powders. The only protein powder I can have is hemp, because I literally destroyed myself with all of those. And I was getting psoriasis like rashes too. It's real. Both of us can attest to it. Folks, don't rely on all the protein powders and all that stuff. No bueno. Not good.
That was me. Absolutely.
Oh, it's common. And I fell into it too, because I was like, well, if I could just make a bunch of smoothies for the day, I don't really have to like eat during the day at work and I'm busy, so I could just drink stuff. Then I was scratching so bad. Like, I'd find like a corner in every office and I'd be like on my back because I was all broke out and itchy. It was embarrassing.
Yeah. And I kind of have an issue with this, if it fits your macros mentality.
Mm.
Scientifically, yes, macros work. They are the be all end all for, if you want to change your body composition, you have to hit a certain number of calories, what have you, protein, what have you. It's proven to work. It works. However, I found that, and I was guilty of this, people use this, if it fits your macros style of eating, to like eat donuts and protein powder and like anything that they could use to fit their macros without any real care on like the amount of whole foods that they were eating and how much sugar they were having and if they were getting enough fiber. Like, I feel like we dove into the IIFYM and discredited like actual real ways of eating and eating real food. And then I feel like probably for both of us, maybe that's what triggered these things. Like I went really hard on that and I was inflamed and I developed all these allergies and like, it was just crazy. So I do think that the macros obviously work, but we have to put more emphasis on like, bless your body with good food and nutrients first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I think the biggest issue that we're both kind of calling out here is that, yeah, you can dial in the macros, but if you don't know how to cook for yourself and you can't make yourself whole foods, I think macros don't even matter.
Yeah.
Because that's like where I've missed the boat, even in my practice, full disclosure. I've like went towards the macros and not even thought about like, oh, wait, what if this person doesn't know how to cook or doesn't have an interest in cooking? Which comes back to discipline and working on the mindset that you can cook and this is good, like medicine for you.
Yeah, totally. Food just is like, medicine, movement is medicine. But like you said, it all loops back to the mindset, like believing you can do it, showing up for yourself every day, discipline, consistency. And that creates so much confidence. Like once you realize that you can do that, you're going to be confident as heck and you're not going to care what your body fat percentage is as much as like who you actually are and the way that you value yourself and like the way that you show up for others. And like, that's going to be more of your emphasis versus do I have a six pack?
Yes. Yes. Oh, Hannah, where were you like 20 years ago in my life so that you could have like infused all this into my poor little brain who's just been so brain damaged all these years?
Oh, 20 years ago, I was running around in a rugby club, super chubby, eating crumbs off the floor.
Well, you know, we got to start somewhere, right? We all have a lovely path to getting to where we are at.
Yeah.
So tell folks a little bit about where they can find you, like your website, liftwithhannah.ca, guys. She's in Calgary, but doesn't matter. She's online, so she can help you anywhere. What about, like, tell us about your one-on-ones and tell us about your challenges a little bit so folks know a little bit of how they can start to work with you if they want to dip their toes in versus go all in, the whole nine.
Yeah, so right now, like, my bread and butter is the online coaching. So I coach women with mindset, strategies, nutrition, movement, mobility, all of those things. We do group calls where we talk about, like, sometimes we'll talk about relationships and that's just what happens, right? Like, it's whatever, like I said, the mindset piece is first. So that's what I do with my coaching. I do have a podcast, Thoughts of the Day with Hannah and Jay. I have a YouTube channel. I have a ton of free content over on my Instagram, so you can check me out. But I have an 8-week challenge coming up that's going to start at the beginning of January.
Okay.
And this 8-week challenge is like a really good taster for my coaching and just to kind of like get you in the groove for the new year. As much as I'm not a big start in the new year fan, lots of people do that. So I want to be here for them. So, I have an 8-week program coming out. I'm going to be posting about that this month. And that's just a really good way that people can get a taster for what my coaching is like. And then after that, filter into one of my options. I have everything from like, if you just want nutrition to if you want the full blown, I'm on your ass every day, helping you become the best version of yourself. So,
oh man, guys, I vote get her on you to just keep you accountable, get that discipline down. Because once you get the discipline down of the health and fitness, it really life does become a heck of a lot easier. I've always ate pretty healthy, except for my little stint where I got busy and was drinking too many protein drinks. And that was really because I was working with a coach who was like hardcore into macros. look how well that worked out for me. So really though, I have loved doing health and fitness most of my life, and it really does set you up for a foundation of wellness. And getting the mind right though, like, game changer. If I would have had my mind right, one, I had spent decades of working on the health and fitness, I would have accomplished so much more, I think, and had this confidence that I was unstoppable. And that's what we want for everyone. We want everyone to find their own badass and be their own badass for themselves.
So yeah. Train like a badass, think like a badass, be a badass.
There you go, folks. The end. That's all you need. Oh, man. Thank you, Hannah, for coming on and chatting with me and talking about everything related to badassery and how we are going to help folks to just really stop their self-sabotage and move themselves forward.
Thanks so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Hey, health junkies, I hope you enjoyed my podcast. If you want to continue the conversation based on what topic I'm talking about at any given time on the Health Fix podcast, head over to my Facebook group, Find Your Health Fix. It's where we are talking about what's going on in health, what I'm talking about in the podcast, and I love to answer questions there. So come hang out and join the conversation. And by the way, right now I have a free Manage Your Stress Naturally course that you can grab on my website at drjkrausnd.com, because so many people are stressed out right now, and really it has to do with the basics, your routines and simple habits that are messing you up. So head on over to drjkrausnd.com and go check out my free course on managing stress naturally. All right, folks, have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Subscribe, rate, and share info.